Welcome to the art of going your own way. Where's your buddy Tao Giao been? Your buddy Tao Giao's been in the hospital, coughing up blood and other fun stuff. I'm still out here, and I wanted to say good luck to you in this shitty world. I might recover, but I don't know. More tests needed. I spent most of the day in the hospital today, so. Gentlemen, let me tell you what I've learned from being sick. No, it's not the lie that is COVID, it's something else. And I tell you, you really know who cares about you when you have something happen to you. I hope that you realize how short life is. And let me tell you something about liberal people. They don't fucking care. If they got any kind of inkling of liberalism in them, get them out of your lives. Get them out of your lives. It's not worth it. Not worth it at all. Those people are doomed. They've already taken the vax. They have no common sense. They have no morals. They don't care. They will lie, cheat, and steal. I've been in the hospital, and do you think that my ex, who knows that I was in the hospital, would urge my children to call me? No. They're all done for. They've taken the mark of the beast. They are of this world. You'll know the ones that you can truly count on and the ones that love you. Brothers, you don't know me. A lot of you don't. But I tell you this. There are people that care about you and your well-being. And the sooner you get on the right life path, the better you will be. Just know that anything in this world that happens to you is based on your consent. Say no. Learn the power of no. You can be loving, you can be caring. Just don't be taken advantage of. And if somebody who has less power than you or is weaker than you tries to attack you, beat them down. I'm going to say something here. And notice how the Australians voted and all their guns were turned in. Look at what's happening in Australia right now. These people, the ones that are doing this, kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all. I struggled with where do you draw the line? I know where the line's drawn. Kill them all. Kill them all. If it happens here in America, if I continue on, then kill them all. It's going to come to it eventually. Kill them all. When it comes, I'm not saying go out and proactively be violent. I'm just saying that when the line is crossed, know where your line is. I would like to thank several of the people that I have met on here that have been good people. You know who you are. Jim, Crimson, Paraguay, you know who I'm talking about. Johnny Cage, so many other good people outside the mainstream of the MGTOW guys. Oh, I like you, Hammerhand, I do. I do, I like a lot of you guys. Don't get me wrong. But the ones that have actually... I can't name you all right now, but I want you to know that... Thank you. We'll see what happens. I'm not saying this is my last video. It might be. I don't know. I've been out here trying to live my life, trying to navigate the darkness. And I know that you, a lot of you have as well. Thank you for listening to a semi, what people would call crazy person. You got some whacked views. Oh, do I? No. No, I'm trying to make sense of it all. I don't know what my future is going to bring. I don't know if I'm going to be able to heal, if my body is going to be able to heal from what's happening to me right now. Again, it's not the fake plandemic. It's something else. And, we'll see. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. By the way, I thought I was going to die today. And you know what? I had this sense of peace fall over me. And my sibling came over because of what was happening to me, and took me to the hospital because I didn't know if I was going to make it. And I was sitting there in between the time when my sibling came over, and I decided, because I hadn't taken a shower yet, that I was going to go take a shower. I was going to get cleaned up, and if I drop dead in the shower, so be it. At least I would be clean. And my sibling said to me, "Why the fuck would you do that? If you're dead, you're dead." And I said, "Because I wanted to. Because if I have a choice, I want to choose how I go out." So I'm not saying any of this stuff to garner sympathy. You know your buddy Taugio. I don't want your money. I'm not a guy that goes out there and, "Hey, join my blah, blah, blah for X number of dollars a month and help support this great content." I could give a shit about your money. It's more so that there are good and decent people left after I'm gone. And trust me, I've been around some good and decent people, but I've also been around a lot of bad and indecent people. The sooner you realize who those people are and what kind of people they are, avoid them. Do what you can to help push them towards their own destruction. That's what I gotta say. I know now the people that... I don't have a huge circle of friends, people, because I reach out and I have I don't take on a lot of friendships at the same time. I take on one or two at a time and see what kind of people these are. And the ones worth keeping in your life, you keep in your life. And you know what? The ones that are worth keeping in your life, they know also that you are worth keeping in their life. And it doesn't mean that you have to touch base on a daily basis. It doesn't mean any of that shit. It just means that you know that if the shit hit the fan, the call of the righteous and the just, these people would be there. Most people bend to the wind. And I'm not saying that bending is a bad thing, but I'm saying that if you have no foundation in your life, then surely you will perish. We're all going to die anyways, right? But are you going to be a taker or a builder? I created a video a while ago saying you can't build anything with them, talking about women. And you know the truth about that is 99. Whatever percent. It's probably the same as the surviving the coronavirus. Is that you can't build anything with them. There's only a few that you could. So, am I still seeing Widow? Yes. Yes, I am. Is that the reason why I haven't been posting videos? No, not at all. I am leaving here shortly. I'm going to be in Colorado. I'm going to go to Mount Rushmore again. And we'll see what happens. Those of you that consider me a voice of friendship, peace to you. Those of you that say that I'm fucked in the head, whoop-de-doo, I don't care. You know, I've garnered some good friendships off this site. And I know that there is a mutual respect among quite a few of us. I respect you guys. I do. I don't know what more I can say. Time will tell. I leave on Friday for getting the fuck out of Dodge. And we'll see what happens. Get your life in order. It's so funny. When my sibling came over, I said, this and this and this is where my shiny objects are. This is where the titles are to my vehicles. This is where this is and this is where that is. I trust my sibling with my life. My sibling and I had a conversation about how if today were my last day, how I'd want to be done or dealt with the shell of what was me. And most people want to go the cremation route. I do not. I don't want to be burned. I want to be wrapped in linen, put in a pine box, and either buried under a tree or have a tree planted pretty damn close to me. So there you go. Now, doom and gloom aside, it's always interesting when you face your own mortality. Is it the end of me? I don't know. Maybe I'll pull through. Body, heal thyself. But I tell you, I got a couple things going on that if you know your body, you can feel it. And I feel a couple things going on. And One landed me in the hospital today. And like I said, more tests to come. Oh, by the way, that noise in the background, just in case you're wondering, that fan noise, it's because your buddy Taugyo is dehydrating some ground beef for his trip. And, of course, I wake up this morning, and today's just another day, right? Fry up that beef, rinse it under super hot water to get as much of the freaking grease off of it, and then throw in the dehydrator, and it's got to go at 160 for like 10 hours, right? Well, midpoint, I started coughing up blood, and I've never coughed up blood, and it was about 15 minutes or so of pure coughing up blood. And anyways, more than you need to know. So sibling comes over, we gotta close up the house, you know, I'm taking you to the hospital. And I'm like, fuck, figures. So I unplug the dehydrator, and I go, well, I'm back now. I plugged it back in. Hopefully it's edible. Hopefully I live to get on that vacation, get some trout fishing in, enjoy the splendor of this world before I go. And gentlemen, I'm not pulling your leg. I don't know. Doctors don't know yet. Had a bunch of fucking tests run. No, I have not been vaxxed. I will not get vaxxed. That's not what it is. It's something else. I have an idea of what it is, but anyways. Now, fuck, you just fucking keep going on and on and on, don't you? Just can't shut the fuck up. With that said, your buddy Taugyo wishes you to know that there is an art to going your own way. Peace.